Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight I have Anna here with me.
Hello.
Hi, this is Marianne, and Carrie's on a date night, I think, tonight, so she's not able to make it. And I think we have a couple of people in the chat room.
We hope she makes it, but not to the show.
Yeah, well, she has one less hour to do it, so, you know. So.
Better get cracking.
So that's another thing. Don't forget to turn your clocks, forward.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, gosh.
Forward.
I hate
losing.
That hour. I hate that.
Yeah. So we have a couple people in the chat room. I think we have Jamie. And
Jamie.
We have Jamie and Jen.
Hey there. Hi, Jen.
Other people. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Rose has been busy.
I don't know. Rose is MIA. I don't know.
Aw.
I don't know. I don't know what she's doing. Yeah, so I guess we'll talk. Let's say we can find us on Facebook at Diva Days and on Twitter at Diva of Dole, where Carrie tweets every so often. And we still have the blog at Diva Days. I think we're on iTunes and Google.
Yeah, we've got an iTunes page.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can go back and listen to old interviews and stuff. It's kind of fun when you're on the festival or something.
Yeah,
it's fun to go back
and
listen to old interviews.
Yeah, I was going through the list the one day when I was trying to. I got a new computer, by the way.
Oh,
a new desktop. Yay!
All right.
I can get into the show now on my big. So I moved up. I was always getting on my Kindle, but the chat room still giving us fits, but I think I got it open. We do have people in there, so so we have that
good old blog talk.
So I'm on Twitter. Mama _ Hooch, and you want to give your
I'm Cosby.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to Bob and Amy Hapka. Bob just had a birthday the other day.
It was on Thursday.
He turned 58.
All right.
Happy birthday, Bob.
He's
a 1957 baby, just like me. He's a few months older than me, so. Wish him a happy birthday. He's down there in sunny Florida complaining about the weather.
Hot double date tonight with his bride Amy and a couple of friends for birthday dinner. So so don't drink too much, Bob.
I guess there'll
sure
be no calling
listening.
In. So unless he drunk dials us or something.
maybe he'll call.
Never know. Maybe he'll call in. Yeah.
So follow at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka.
Amy Hapka.
Yeah.
And at Lauren Oslo.
And then
at Guilt Trip USA, which is Ian Buchanan.
Guilt Trip USA, I love that.
Those are our favorites there. So.
Yeah, and we also want to give a shout-out to one of our little hooches, Meg. Meg Christensen had a birthday yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So
I saw that.
Give a shout-out to Meggie. And,
okay.
And so, I actually
should we get right into the show?
I guess so.
So, I think we all know what the best part of the show was this week.
What was it? Do you think it was the elephant? I'm sure that was it.
I was so captivated by that elephant.
I'm telling you.
It's like Parker. I just love it. should we start with the worst? Or?
Let's start with the best.
We start with the best.
Go for it.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay, so everyone knows it was the big Jennifer smackdown of Eve this week. I have to say, we know how we're all not such a big fan of Jennifer. So I have to say, I loved her. I loved her.
Yep.
She got her bad side. Badass Jennifer was out there. You know, don't mess with my little boy.
That was the mother.
It
reminded me of the
out.
Old Jennifer that had some sass and some spunk.
Uh huh.
Loved it.
Yes. And I guess. Oh yeah. She had that little ponytail thing going on there,
yeah,
whipping that little that little braided ponytail.
Yeah, smacking Eve around. It was pretty good.
Yeah, and she was all in black. See, you know the effect.
Yeah.
You know, all in the black too.
Uh huh.
So I guess how it all started was she found Eve's keys at the hospital, and you know she just wanted to front her and see. I guess she wanted to find some information. She thought maybe she could find some information in there to see what was going on with this whole Paige and JJ thing.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, Eve and JJ were in the park talking to Roxanne, who he brought in to as a cover, saying that that's who he had been with.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a little jealous there because of Roxanne. So they got rid of Roxanne and they said, oh, we have to talk. We have to go somewhere and talk. So, you know, we're kind of thinking, oh, okay, they're going to head back because I think Eve had said something about going back to her place. So, and we know Jennifer has the key. So we're thinking, okay, that's where Jennifer's headed. But then Eve and JJ end up back at where Roxanne was staying at the hotel. And she more or less was, or Eve came to the hotel, I guess. And that's how they ended up there. And then Jennifer was talking to, I guess she must have called Roxanne's parents. And then she called Roxanne and wanted to meet Roxanne. So instead of going to JJ, to Eve's apartment, she went to the hotel.
Oh, okay. I was confused.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird chain of events, you know, of how she got, you know, how they got into that hotel room and how Jennifer came to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So then she's thinking to see Roxanne, and she opens the door, and JJ's on top of Eve.
That's what any mother would want to
which
see.
Was just, oh, yeah. And she was,
so she got the fire
jumped on the bed.
Out. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, she was like, you know, normal reaction, I guess.
Every
boy's nightmare. Yes, and that's another thing we'll have to discuss there. But
yeah.
She jumped on the bed, pounded Eve, and I don't know. It looked like Cassie had too much clothes on there. In fact, there were some kind of shots there. It looks like her boobs were falling out. But there was one picture that kind of, like, looked like it. I don't know. But anyway... And JJ probably had a lifter on. She was flailing and her legs were, you know, he had to probably pick her off the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes. So that was good. And there were some really good lines in it. And she did slap Eve across the face. Oh, Eve was, as she was leaving after she had, you know, screamed at both of them. And she was leaving and Eve grabbed her by the arm. And she turned around, don't you ever touch me, and slaps her across the face.
Loved it. So soapy.
So yeah, I don't know if you want to add anything more. I know how much.
No,
you're
doing
saw.
Great. You're doing great.
Yeah,
I did get to see it, but I'm reliving it now as you're describing it. It's pretty funny.
So more or less, she was saying, Eve, like, how could you do that to Paige? You had such a beautiful daughter, and you slept with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Then of course, Jennifer, in her mind, is saying that it's all Eve's fault. Because
right.
It was Eve doing this to get, you know, Jennifer, there was a little Jennifer coming back, like, it's all about me,
mm-hmm.
That she did that to get back at Jennifer, which I'm sure part of it was that. And then
yeah.
I have to say, JJ kind of stepped up and said, you know, he kind of owned it and kind of said, no, Mom, it wasn't her, it was me too, you know, it was me, I did it, I wanted it, you know, and that was another thing, I think we discussed that with Jan about hello, I don't know how old JJ's supposed to be, but like some 20-year-old boy, I mean, he is an adult now, a 21-year-old guy,
like 18, 19.
Is not going to be so cooperative with their mom. or more or less will say, hey, Mom, like, stay out of my life and, you know, butt out and stuff. But JJ is, you know, that was kind of a little bit different. I mean, there's different ways to look at it on how he reacted and how Jennifer reacted. But it was a lot of good mother-son scenes there between JJ and Jennifer,
really
I thought. Yeah.
Great acting and everything.
Yeah.
Really good. Kate is a really good little actor.
What's that?
He's a really good little actor.
Oh, he has become, you know, good, better than when he first started. At first, you know how he was, nobody didn't really like him and stuff. But he's become really good.
Okay, so then,
you
want
to add anything more?
Well, I mean, one of the things that I was thinking about was, okay, I'm sure it's been speculated, but do you think Eve is so hell-bent on keeping those two apart because she thinks, what's her name, Paige might be Jack's daughter?
I always heard that she might be Frankie's daughter.
Well, that's what I thought, too, but then she doesn't want these two together. So I'm like, the only reason, one of the main reasons that I was thinking was if she was really Jack's daughter, then it would be incestuous, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If she doesn't want to admit it, I don't know. I just wonder about that because, I don't know. It's just weird. You'd think she would just fess up to that if that was the case, but.
Really?
Strange. It's strange, anyway, so I guess Paige is eventually going to find out it was Eve, right? I mean, we haven't gotten there yet, have we?
Here's the thing, and now, of course, we had the confrontation, and then, of course, she had, the talk with JJ, and JJ's begging her not to tell Paige, and, of course, she says that she won't. So then she meets and confronts Eve at the town square. And she's screaming at Eve, and kind of Paige is overhearing all this. Not everything.
Oh, right,
but,
right.
Yeah. Well, no. Okay. Right. Wait a minute. Paige heard JJ and.
She still doesn't know at that point.
Yeah. No. Paige heard JJ and Jennifer fighting, but then she had walked away, and then JJ and Eve and Jennifer start talking, and there's Jennifer had some good stuff. I'm telling you, she had some really good lines and some really good things. So. She says to Eve, I had to write some things down. I went back and, looked or rewatched a few things. And so Jennifer says to Eve something about, is it starting to sink in? She says, you can't call me names anymore, and you can't poke me in the eye anymore. And this is the best thing. She says, you are on the ground, and my heel is at your throat after all these years. I love that. Yeah.
I don't think I got to that yet.
Yeah, and she says, so Eve says, and she's begging her, please don't tell Paige. And she says, and just the whole attitude, Jennifer.
Yeah.
She says, well, I told JJ I wouldn't tell, but I kind of lied. She says, whether I tell Paige or not is entirely up to you. So, what Jennifer's plan was, she feels, she wants Eve to go along with her. She thinks that Paige and JJ can patch things up and
get back together.
Right. If they keep quiet, if Eve stays out of it, if Eve is supportive of Paige instead of dishing on JJ so that's what Jennifer is using against,
Leverage.
Tell Paige.
Yeah.
Right.
Leverage,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I just loved it, and that was, everything was always about Jennifer being so nice. And too nice, that jazz. And even Paige, every time Paige says to her mom, but Jennifer's so nice, you could just see Eve go.
And
she says, sometimes the nice girls get pushed just a little bit and then they explode. So there you go.
Yep.
So, but then again, she was talking to JJ and she was saying, JJ, maybe you should tell Paige. I guess there's a double-edged sword about this whole situation lately.
Yeah.
She tells JJ that secrets have a way of coming out, and if Paige finds out later on, she might be more hurt. But then if you tell her now, it's like protecting Paige. Yeah, it's going to be devastating to Paige.
Uh-huh.
But if she, I don't know. I don't know how you feel
it's
about
it. It's a tricky thing
Paige
because she can exact a huge amount of revenge on Eve if Paige does find out, because that will destroy her relationship with her daughter. You know, so on a way, that's a win for Jen. But then on the other hand, it would also be a win if her son can get back together with Paige, because she knows he loves her. So she's kind of in the catbird seat. She's kind of using some leverage there, I think. But, you know, either way, you know, but she cares about Paige, too. She cares about her feelings and all.
Right,
but
that's the thing. It's hurting Paige. Paige is the one that's going to be devastated by it, and what good does it do? But then again, that's true.
And maybe JJ's thinking maybe he should tell her anyway.
Yes, and JJ's been thinking to do that, right. But then he says, if I tell her, I'll lose her forever. And Jennifer's more or less kind of agreeing with him. But then again, if, say, they get back together in 5-10 years down the road, somehow it comes out somehow, you know. I don't know. It's. I have to say, this is one of the better done stories.
Yeah.
Except I didn't
elephant?
Like.
You mean that you're not sucked in by the missing elephant?
Oh,
you don't
gosh.
Find that compelling?
Oh, yes. Yes. I can't wait. I want to know what the whole big deal with the elephant is. Is it expensive, or is there drugs hidden in it, or is it, one's a fake, I guess, and one is like what, made of ivory or something? I don't know. I don't know, but I don't care. I don't care, and I don't know, and who wants it? And then this weird, strange woman shows up with the long dark hair, whoever she is. So I don't know. I don't like that story at all. Except we get to see Parker.
It's way too much. Yeah, Parker's adorable.
Yeah,
there's way too much Serena, and she's ruining Eric for me.
Yes, Eric has kind of really been dumbed down and just, I don't know, not attractive anymore. Yeah.
No, it's a shame. It's an absolute shame. They have totally misused Greg Vaughn. They have totally misused him.
First of all,
it was a darn shame they kept him in a priest frock that time.
I was thinking, just like you, I was just about to say, you know, I missed that collar. I missed that collar on him that just made him work.
Yeah, it was kind of sexy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's that forbidden fruit, you know. So I don't know. And I guess Kristen's still going to be showing up in town yet. I mean, that's still lurking around the corner.
That'll actually be good. Kristen's not one of my favorite characters, and I really didn't like her when she first came back the first time. But the second time she came back, I kind of liked her more. It was one of the more interesting things, developments. And then, so I'm kind of looking forward to her coming back and stirring the pot with the baby and all that. And I'm not a Kristen fan at all, but I'm actually looking forward to that. Could be because some of this other stuff is boring as it could possibly be. But this week, you know, it's like the Jennifer stuff. Jennifer and JJ and Eve stuff was actually really good, so.
Yeah, and I think that was on, at least 3 days.
Three days.
I know it was like
at least 3 days.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Leading up to it. It was on Tuesday, too, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems like
on
most of the week.
Wednesday is when she caught them in bed. But Tuesday it was leading up to that. And then we had the whole aftermath with her finding him, then her and JJ having it out, her and Eve having it out. Yeah. So I swear to God, if that JJ goes back for more, I'm gonna like. How did he explain it to Jennifer that he was just feeling so bad about himself?
Basically, he supposedly
I understand
feels
the
so
first
worthless,
time.
But he feels like that he's not worthy of Paige, and he might as well
angry,
you know, since he
I
feels
call.
Like crap, you know. He might as well get a little something from somebody else that isn't deserving either.
And that's what Jennifer said too. She, when he explained the first time how he was feeling bad because him and Paige broke up, and Eve just found out that she couldn't have that surgery to get her voice back. and they kind of were depressed and kind of, okay, pity and all that. Okay, I can see that, but like, and Jennifer understood, but like, why did you keep going back?
Why? And I'm like thinking, it's a piece of, you know what?
Yeah.
I mean, really,
I don't know.
It's not that hard to figure this out. But
yeah.
I think, too, it's like they're over, it's the guilt thing that's drawn them together, too. It's like they're sort of bound by that secret in a way. And
that's what they have in common.
That.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And he says he hates her, or he hates Eve.
He hates her. So he's having, like, revenge or angry sex
like
with her. That's all it is.
Under a spell or something. I don't know. Not I mean, I'm glad they didn't make him just excuse everything away. I mean, he took accountability for him.
Yeah.
But,
he more or less said,
but
Mom, you know.
I think Jennifer's looking at it as Eve totally manipulated him and has her under a spell. And has convinced him.
Which, in a way, as a mother, I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah.
But this is a young boy who got an old
woman.
But he's
also a
boy. You know, and most boys.
And she's pretty
And most boys look at it that way. They don't look at it the way their mothers look at it. They look at it like, oh, conquest and like nothing.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't do anything to me. I wanted it just as much as she did.
Right.
But he says he hates her. But I don't know. It seems like Eve has feelings for him. Like, truth, you know,
I think so.
Like
I think
jealousy.
She's jealous,
She's jealous. Yeah, which is in itself sick. I mean, she's just, there's like nothing redeeming about her at all. I mean,
like,
what she did to her daughter.
She's
I mean,
jealous of her own daughter's boyfriend. I mean, ugh.
Although, sad to say, there's a lot of that that goes on, you know, that goes on a lot.
I know.
Mother's still in boyfriends or, you know, you hear that. So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, actually, didn't that happen to Julie and Hope, basically?
Probably.
Back in the day, that was exactly what happened.
Well,
not
sisters,
Hope,
but
No, not Julie and Hope, Julie and Addie.
Yeah.
Addie took Doug away from Julie.
That's right.
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah, so it's kind of the same kind of basic storyline there. But we all loved, you know,
husbands.
But eventually, Doug and Julie got back together, but...
Yeah,
so it kind of was the same.
Yeah,
but anyway, they were older, though. You know, anyway, there's something different,
true.
I guess.
Yeah.
He was older.
I don't know. And so, it was, and of course, you know, I haven't watched a lot lately, so I'm kind of, I watched most of this week for a change, but I didn't see any Kate, unless Kate was on Monday. I don't remember her being, was she on Monday? I don't know, because I watched that episode like last
week. See, sometimes, you know, I have to say, sometimes I get my weeks mixed up, you know.
Yeah,
what was
I'm
on this
to
week
remember,
on
too,
last
but,
week.
Well, I think there was a lot of Paul.
Kate, I don't
Paul
think so.
Paul,
that was the other
Will.
Big storyline. Paul, Sonny, and Will was the other storyline this week. Let me see what they're
And do we think, okay, so do we think that John Black is Paul's father? It's kind of interesting if he is, just because... Paul was a baseball player, and Drake in real life was a baseball player, so that's kind of interesting.
Right.
But
let's not make it
know.
Stefanos, is all I can say. I am so over every
I'm so sick of everybody coming to town being Stefanos. But it would make it kind of interesting if it was John Black's, because then that really put Marlena in
because
a weird spot.
She's getting nervous at Marlena and John. You know,
right.
So why would you get nervous seeing John? I could see getting if
but
it was Stefano.
John, would John remember her, or else was it during one of his times when he was like,
my thought. Do you think, you know, how Stefano messes with Egg? Did you know how he did with the twin babies?
Lordy.
We switched that around. Do you think he, at the time he had Marlena at one time, you know how he had them kidnapped?
Well,
like,
you
stole
know,
their eggs and
you
stuff,
know,
had them and implanted them in
any
her.
Of that could have been plausible.
Yes, so he had, you know, little John things are swimming around everywhere.
Yeah, who knows?
Just like him.
The sperm
so
master.
I could, maybe he wanted to create another pawn.
Pawn.
Another pawn,
you
know. Right? His pawn
That's
was
right.
John, so, you know.
Yeah.
So now let's make his son.
He wanted a Pawn
right.
Junior. Paul.
A Pawn Junior, yes.
We call him Pawn Junior.
Pawn. And Stefano is still around. He's still alive and kicking. He's still out there.
Yeah.
I might be seeing him again. But that could make an interesting storyline.
There hasn't been enough Kate lately. That's all I got to say, so I haven't been tuning in much. But Kate kicks ass, and I haven't seen her in a long time, much on a regular basis. I mean, she did have some scenes at the hospital, maybe it was a week ago. I don't remember. I can't remember if this was the week before.
Well, it sounds like
Chad
and Stefano are going to be trying to bring Kate down now.
Instead of the other way around.
Yeah. Because,
Jordan's leaving. Jordan's leaving.
Yay! Is she taking Rafe? Please take Rafe.
I like Rafe with Kate.
I still want him to go. She could do better. She could do better.
That was pretty hot, actually, I thought.
I guess. Yeah.
I don't know. And
the only thing that made Galen alive, anyway. That's the thing.
That's what really showed that he had some personality and stuff when he was with her. I really liked him. I liked the way he treated Kate and everything.
Somebody in the chat room said there was a Roman sighting and, Kamen, and then we had that little exchange the other week
with
Marlena and Kate.
I used to love Kamen, but I don't know if I'd really want to see that again, but I don't know. I'd like to see Kate in love, and I'd like to see a great story for her, because I'm, tired of, it's kind of hard.
But this whole
Clyde, then they wrote some awful stuff on him, and that turned a lot of people off, and I still really don't care, because I like Clyde anyway, but it's just kind of hard. Then he was out in the snow half dead for 2 weeks, so it's just weird. It's like they're not on very much, so that's kind of frustrating.
And here's the thing. Remember, Clyde was dead, right, and he came back to life. Didn't Corday said, when you're dead, you're dead? Remember that what he said about Jack and Tony? Oh, they can't come back because people don't like that anymore. Yeah. When they're dead, they're dead. He's talking out of his ass. You brought Clyde back. Don't say that.
Adrian and Lucas are adorable. Lucas are cute. Adrian and Lucas are cute.
Oh, Lucas are cute. Yeah, they are, I guess.
It's kind of
Lucas
an odd couple,
it's still odd to me, but I just like Lucas.
He is. But, I love Lucas. And
Justin is being a jackass. Justin is. And I don't blame Adrian, but that was some cute scenes. Yeah. Did you see those scenes?
Yeah, those were really cute. I liked
them. Talking about them.
And then Lucas is trying. He's like, we need to not spend this kind of time with each other anymore, because he's starting to have feelings for her and he's attracted to her and he doesn't want to go there because she's married and everything. And so he's trying to be all strong about it. And she's like, yeah, you're right. But you can tell they want to be together. You know what I mean? So kind of funny. But I do like him having a bit of a storyline finally. So I'm enjoying that.
I
hope we get to see more of Lolly, because I really enjoy him.
Mm-hmm.
Love him. Can't get enough of him. Met him. Let's talk with him one time. He was really a neat guy. I liked Justin a lot more after I met Lolly. And I remember Justin and Adrian from the 80s and all, but when I actually met Wally and talked with him and all, I was just like, oh my gosh, he's so good looking in real life. Oh my goodness. I kind of became a fan, I think, more after meeting him and talking with him about stuff. I was kind of like, wow.
Same too, because I met him and Judy Evans together
the
day of AIDS, and they were the most down-to-earth, normal people of all the ones that I met from Days of Our Lives there at that day. I was so impressed by them. Talking to them the little bit of time that I did, and I really enjoyed both of them. Brian DiTillo was another one that completely changed my outlook on Lucas, because I could not stand Lucas at one time. He was such a, you know, he was always that wimpy mama boy, and you know, couldn't stand for himself. And I told Brian that when we when I met him.
Brian's awesome.
Then I said, you finally, oh, you're nothing like you know, like Lucas. And he, I know. And I said, he is a hoot. He's just so much fun. And he's like, just really, really like him.
Yeah. Well, I think it would be awfully nice if they brought Tony back for the 50th year anniversary. Tony needs to
go. I don't know. I'm kind of hoping maybe with this new regime, as you can say.
I really hope so.
And Higley, don't know. Now, Higley came in after Ed Scott left, and that's Ed Scott was writing a good storyline for them and for him when he was there. But then Higley came in, and I don't know. But I'm hoping with this new that maybe they can. So out there and tweet Dane. I know Dina. Dina had tweeted something. She said, great days ahead. So I tweeted back. I said, they'll be great if you bring back the sexy Count Amira, back and different some other people had tweeted. Oh, yeah. If you want to see him back, you have to get out there and, tweet and stuff. Same with Victor.
Yeah.
You know, Victor might be around the corner, too.
Josh Josh Griffith is a new quantity for kind of an unknown quantity for us because he hasn't ever worked on Days, has he? I know he was with Y&R before.
Who's that?
But the co-head writer or whatever, Josh Griffith, I think.
I don't know. He's
new to Days.
Oh, okay.
But he's not. I don't think he's ever worked with Days before. But I know he was. He was a writer for Y&R at one point. And I don't know anything about the storylines he did there, if they were good or whatever, but. But the other thing is, I heard that since they let go that one executive producer, Lisa Coates, something like that, I think they moved Albert Alar maybe into that spot. And he's been with Days for a long, long time, and he's been a director. I thought I read that somewhere, but anyway. He's been a director on the show, so he's very familiar with all the characters and the actors and everything. So that could be a good move right there, you know, if he's now one of the executive producers or whatever, or producing or doing something.
So that's a big shakeup there. So
And I'm sure there's more shakeups to come, but you know, this is always our favorite. Surviving.
That's the thing. Now who else will be like leaving or coming or going or whatever.
That's really the thing. After this whole JJ Eve arc finishes, honestly Eve could leave. I mean that would be fine.
Eve could leave. Serena can leave.
And Serena needs to leave. We got Jordan on the way out, thank goodness. I don't know. I'm glad. I mean, I love Sonny. I'm glad he's going out of town for a few weeks because I'm kind of getting tired of the whole Will Sonny thing going on. I'm ready.
I like that storyline.
Well, I like the storyline, but I do like the storyline. But I don't know. I mean, who do you want Paul to be with?
I don't. Will is a turnoff to me anymore. I don't know if it's the actor.
Oh, yeah. That's.
Or
yeah,
if
I,
Will
I,
is like, it's so Will, not, it's your fault. You're the one that cheated.
Yeah, Will
Sonny did nothing
really
wrong,
anymore.
And Paul did nothing.
Yeah.
And Paul did nothing wrong. Paul did not know you were married. You were deceitful to both of them. I like Paul and Sonny together, actually.
Yeah, I
kind of
do, too.
I like Paul.
I kind of do, too.
I like this character. Yeah. So
like
they have made Will the new Sammy.
Unrootable, but in an unrootable way. I mean,
in an unrootable way,
because
you root
rootable.
For Sammy.
I mean, Sammy, you always rooted for
and Nicole
her, even though you were like there was something you could find that was rootable in her, even when she did the most reprehensible things. But with Will, I think what bugged me about all that is he didn't even act like there was anything wrong. I mean, at first when he slept with Paul, I don't know, that whole thing was just weird. I don't know, but. I don't know. There's just not. He doesn't have a lot of saving graces right now with me. I don't know. So I don't know. I mean, I tried to give that guy Wilson a chance. And I mean, I do like Jen the storyline. But
yeah. Jen doesn't like
know.
Will and Paul and
yeah,
Sonny.
He's really not
Jamie
very likable at all. So,
yeah.
I mean,
no.
Paul
yeah, I don't know what it is,
good.
But I used to like Will and Sonny. Really like
yeah.
them.
Yeah, well,
Chandler
I mean,
Massey
thing,
was the difference, though, there, too. There could be a whole
yeah,
different thing
probably.
If he was playing that part. I don't know.
But,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. And then, but, I mean, Guy sounds like a super nice person and everything. And everything. So
oh,
I don't,
well,
I mean,
yeah.
Nothing
sure,
against
but,
him, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, but I really do like Paul. The only problem I have is when, just like with any of the people who even return or are new, they just focus on them way too much to the point that you're just like, they never let you, just like when Daniel started, Daniel was the miracle worker, cure all to everything. Everybody, you know, he was on almost every day. Melanie, same thing. She was on almost every day for 2 full months since she first started, and she's been on very regularly since she came back for this stint. And it's like, I don't know why they do that, though. It drives me nuts because they don't give the audience a chance to get to where they miss the character and want to see him. You know, like, half the fun is doing things. I haven't seen Kate in a few days. I want to see her. You know, she's great, you know. I mean, if you don't, I mean, and of course, she could be on every day and I'd be happy. But in terms of, like, you know, sometimes absence makes the heart grow fonder. And when you shove characters down fans' throats, it really gets old very quick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Melanie had a line where she said, I'm not annoying or something like that. And Serena was like, huh, or something like that. And I was like, oh, my gosh. That was like the writer speaking for the audience, I think. But, let's see. I don't know. I mean, the whole Serena, Melanie, Teresa thing is kind of a cluster to me, I guess, because I haven't been watching it more closely.
Well, yeah.
Lately.
Well, the whole thing now is Melody's having Nicole try to track down this Mandrake and find out the connection between Dr. Mandrake and Teresa. And then there's, you know, Teresa
see,
and her
I didn't
fighting.
Know what the whole Mandrake thing is about. I was like,
well, see, Melanie overheard Clint, who is working for Mandrake, who was out trying to keep Teresa quiet. And so she knew that Teresa was with Clint, but why is Clint talking about Melanie? This Dr. Mandrake. And she noticed how every time they talk about, and they tracked him down, and he's a fertility specialist. And like, why would this fertility specialist be interested in Teresa? And then she's saying, well, you know, every time she sees something about a baby, and like, so she's like curious now. So she has Nicole in on this. And of course, Teresa's overhearing this, and she's getting mad that, like, she's like trying to find out stuff, or why are you bothering, you know, trying to track this doctor down. I don't know this doctor. And of course Brady comes in the middle of the two girls fighting, and he's kind of pissed at Melanie now, and so they're kind of fighting. That's going on there. So I don't know. And I guess Kristen will be getting ready to come back. And so then we have Hope and Aiden too. I guess they're all
that whole thing's
all settled, and now the kids are back.
That was cute when the kids came back. They were gonna have a mac and cheese contest.
So I don't know where that'll go. You know, they can't be happy for too long. So
right.
Would really like to see Bo show up and put
that would be funny.
See what happens
right
there. That would be funny.
Ride up on his bike.
Yes. That would.
And I loved how Roman said
for
scenes,
the 50th.
I enjoyed the scenes with Roman and
Aiden,
where you know he was saying, I gotta say, I don't blame Hope. I mean, Bo's my brother, but Hope's like a sister to me, and I want her to be happy. And my baby brother, has been stupid about this whole thing. I mean, even if it's a job, even if it's an assignment. He was away from his family, his wife, and his child for too long. I mean, nobody, you know, without any communication, I mean, nobody can put up with that, you know. So in other words, he was kind of saying, you know, if Bo walked in here right now, I'd want to punch him, but I wouldn't because he's my brother. You're not my brother. So,
you're
not
my brother.
Aiden's point taken. Don't screw Hope over,
or I'll beat you.
I won't hold back. Like,
take care of Hope. Right. Don't hurt Hope. Yeah.
So I like that. That was cute. I thought that was cute. exchange.
Yeah.
And I really do like Daniel Fosgrove. He's been a great addition to the show.
He's good. I guess he's good with Hope if you're trying to put Hope with someone else other than Bo. It's kind of working, I think. So. And then there's the whole Nicole trying
really
to get
like
Daniel back, you know. And but now she's torn between him and a little bit of Eric there, but
Well, I got some new boobs, I can tell you that.
Maxine said something about her boobs too this week. Something about
Maxine.
What she called a weapon. Yeah.
Wow, funny. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Nicole used
to not
have
pink
wrap. She has boobies now.
What happened, Nicole? Yeah. I don't know.
She must have been doing that little, what is that? We must improve our bust or whatever. Remember that little exercise back in the day?
I don't know.
I don't remember that.
No, just have a couple of kids and, you know.
Yeah. Well, I have a feeling she had a little medical intervention there. But
don't they all?
Just
if it's not the breast, it's the face
or
something.
It's very obvious with her, though, because, you know, she's always going to. Anyway, so, yeah, she's definitely flaunting it now.
I love the pink dress she had on, though, in the red coat.
That was
she always looks so nice.
So Nicole is busy plotting, trying to get Daniel back. Boy.
Daniel more or less gave her.
Why people keep wanting Daniel, I still haven't figured out, but oh, well.
I don't know why they want Daniel. Never did
Parker's
like
Parker's adorable, Harry. Though. I love Parker.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
Uh-huh.
He needs to just give that damn animal elephant to Serena and let her pound the dirt and leave.
Take the elephant and leave.
Being underused, man. We need to see more Chad. He's adorable.
More Chad.
He's delicious.
Yeah, he's trying to be delicious. Yeah. He's trying to make it up to, I don't know, I'm thinking we're trying to get an Abigail-Chad thing going here.
Uh-huh.
Because we're going to go back
like
to Chad and
yeah.
Abigail. Yeah, I think I'd rather see that. And Ben is just not, it's just not working.
He's a nice guy. He's cute, but I don't know. There's just not a lot of chemistry there. I don't know. I don't know how to figure it. I mean, it's like, he's a nice guy, but, you know, we all love the bad guy, the bad boy. Chad's the bad
boy. Well,
of course.
I know. And we got to keep the Daenerys going. I mean, there's just like not many of them left now. Chad's really, you know, and there's Stefano's hardly on, although you see him every once in a while. But still
Lauren
hoping for a 50th
and
Tony, you know, coming back. I'm still hoping to see a Tony or Andre return for the 50th. So that could happen. I don't know.
I like Lauren Coble did an interview with, I think, Soaps.com or somebody. And, I think they asked her who she'd like to see come back or something like that. And she said Tony or Andre. Well, that was cool. That would be fun. She's doing a tango. We need to see another tango.
Yeah. And Teo tweeted today, you know, he's writing another book about celebrities and cooking. And I guess he's meeting with John Aniston and Jennifer Aniston, and he's, you know, to cook a meal or whatever. So it's like what
it is
when he was celebrities, what meal he would cook for them.
Awesome.
And he talked to John Aniston, and they hadn't seen each other since like 2009, since he left.
Wow.
So he's real excited, like, to see him and, you know,
John, cool.
like, I guess more or less misses him.
Yeah,
more or less said,
Greeks,
like, where have you been?
Together.
You know?
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So.
Yay.
Yeah, so that'll.
Ooh, we need to check that out. That'll be cool.
Yeah, yeah. So he had tweeted about that today.
And
so,
they're also promoting. They're trying to cast the hunky Aussie guy. I was like, hey, we already know someone who's a hunky Aussie guy.
Yeah, maybe it could be his son. Bring him back first, and then, you know, this is the long-lost son of Tony and Anna.
There you go. Tony and Anna
should
have always had a child.
That should have been EJ. Remember back in the day, we all thought it was perfect. He would have been perfect as Tony and Anna's.
Well,
we have a caller, I guess, before we get better, bring a caller. All right. Hello.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hey, girls. How you doing?
Good.
How are you?
I'm fine. I've been so busy with the movie. You know, I got finished with one movie, and now I'm getting ready to do another movie. So that's just been keeping
me busy.
And
you're not on the soap. You're not on the soaps yet.
Well, you know, everything will happen in its time. You know,
okay.
Patience is a virtue. That's something that I'm working on trying to have. Well, I have a lot of stuff to tell you. especially with the Days of Our Lives show. I've been doing some research and on things, and you know, it's kind of mm-hmm. interesting. They also put a casting call out for two other people as well. This one guy name is Elijah, who's supposed to be a high functioning autistic. So I don't know if they're trying to age Theo or not. Which doesn't make sense because you would have to age Sierra too, because they're the same age. You would actually have to age all three of them, Theo, Sierra, and Aiden's son, if they were to do that. But I don't know. Hopefully it's not because I do like the actor that we currently have, and that Sierra she's a hoot. I mean, she's wonderful actress. And there's they put a casting call out for Kayla's son as well.
Yeah, I heard that.
And that's supposed to be interesting. He's supposed to have like some type of abandonment issues and all that good stuff going on. And Josh Griffith has a new Twitter. Other than the one that he has, and he's been teasing us the past couple of days,
I've seen that.
Saying
mm-hmm.
that romantic days are coming, suspenseful days are coming.
Great days ahead. I think Higley was out there tweeting too, saying great days ahead. Let's hope.
Yeah. Well, you know, I will definitely tell you, Josh Griffith is probably the next best thing, probably closest to Sherry Anderson with his writing. He's so detailed, and I pray that and hope that he has no distractions. Anybody trying to block his way, because the dude can write. He can really write. He was the one that wrote the story, like I said before, the Killing Club on One Life to Live. That was like great. And remember, him and Michael Malone, they kind of spearheaded that together, and then they left, and Higley came after them as well. It's kind of interesting, because when he left One Life to Live, that's where they brought Higley in right after him. So it's kind of weird that they're working together, but hopefully there was some growth process along with that, and you know, so we can only hope for the best with that going on. And he also says passion. He says passionate days are ahead. So this guy knows what he wants to do. He's a romance guy. He's also a guy of suspense, and we all love how you grab our attention, you know. I think you can have that James E. Reilly effect, but not do what James E. Reilly did. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not go overboard with it. You know, just enough to get our attention and then hold on to us. You know, so no more craziness. You know, Deidre Hall has posted some stuff on Facebook, and she apparently loves the changes so far. So, like I said, we can only hope and
pray. They always
that,
love the changes. It doesn't matter who comes on board. They all like, oh, I just love the change. Even though if they don't, they have to say that most of the time. You know what
I
mean?
I like to believe Deidre is pretty truthful. For one, she's a lot older than the writers that are there now.
Quite a bit, I think.
although she doesn't look like it, her and Kate do not look like it. I tend to believe that she wants to continue to work. I would agree with what you said too. How about Jennifer, honey? Oh my goodness. I mean, where did that come from? I mean, the black outfit. I mean, whoever did that on wardrobe, I have a check for you. I have a check for you in the mail Monday morning.
Yes.
I said that bitch did that, honey. I said yes, girl. Yes.
Badass Jennifer.
The ponytail too. I'm so glad somebody finally woke her up. Oh my God! It looked like she'd been resting in a tomb all this time. That was some kick ass acting from her.
Yeah, she
her
did
part.
A good job.
You know, a lot of times, you know, I look at these boards sometimes, and they make me laugh. Some people actually like the fact that that JJ slept with Eve, and they talk about Jennifer. Jennifer needs to go somewhere and sit down and get her some business because she really doesn't have a storyline per se, and so she's just kind of just withering in the wind. But you know, one thing I think it was might have been Jen or somebody that said this. You know, I'm starting to think that there's more to the with Paige and being together. I believe that she may be JJ's sister.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Maybe that's the big
thing. Because it's like she should have just told them if that was the case, because there is a very good chance those two could have done something behind the scenes without her knowing. So, but I have been wondering if that would definitely justify Eve's over-the-top behavior, you know, and kind of make some sense out of it somehow. And she doesn't want to tell anybody because...
Why she just didn't tell Jennifer?
So who knows?
Burst Jennifer's bubble. I mean, if she really hates her that much, that would be the perfect thing to tell her.
But then, you know, I would think at the same time, it would kind of... When you really think about it, it'll make Jennifer look bad in the end because she's the one that's pushing the relationship for them to be together, and so then you know that's the perfect opportunity for it to blow back up in her face. She like I told you, like if I was Eve, I told you they needed to stay apart and all this other stuff, and then they come to find out that they're brother and sister. That's gonna look bad on Jennifer too, because she's the one that forced the relationship through blackmail and all that other stuff as well. And you know, JJ he had already hit it with Eve a couple of times, so you know I don't think that they're just gonna drop it all of a sudden because he didn't get too much of it now. So I mean, let's see.
This last one is Jennifer interrupts us, so he's going to have to go back to finish that one.
Well, yeah. I mean, after you get over the initial shock of being caught, you know, I'm interested to see because I've been kind of camping out, trying to watching a lot of the actors' Twitters to kind of. Find out whether or not, you know, Eileen Davidson, is she still filming or has she wrapped?
I don't know. She's still filming? there was, I don't even, when she due back? I don't even know.
She should be back later. She should be back this month, towards the
this
end.
Month. Okay.
The reason why I say that is because her return is supposed to be I think they did an interview with her and she said that Kristen's going to be different and this is just my prayer. I'm kind of hoping that she's still there and Josh will somehow bring her back, figure out a way to bring her back to where she once was, because we loved, I mean, before James E. Reilly got to her and started writing her, we loved Kristen Blake at first. We really did. And then he did that total 180 with the character and kind of made her made her the Sheila Carter of Days of Her Lives. But from the interview, she says she's supposed to be a lot softer. I think the hardcore Kristen is still there, but she's more softer. And the fact that the motherhood type thing might change her. I don't know. I mean, the timing is going to be kind of weird, simply because in our minds, you know, her snatching a baby happened two, three months ago. So we're probably not working with the same time frame as far as soaps are concerned. So how much time has passed by? Because she doesn't she doesn't look pregnant. She doesn't, at least from the pictures and things that I've seen, she doesn't look pregnant or anything like that. So that'll be interesting. So most of that caught my attention as far as that is concerned. But I'm really looking forward to I can't say enough about Josh Griffith. I'm actually looking forward to his work, and hopefully my prayer is that he and Dina work hopefully she's not all over the place like she's being, you know, with her storytelling
What do you want to see them? What do you want to see happen? Like, what kind of stories, or who do they bring back? Or
going back is always a good thing, but also moving forward. I think the last time it was an epic fail to bring back Christy Clark and Austin, I think at that particular time was an epic fail, and I don't know if that just had to do with story or whatever else, but I think you have to stay true to the history, but also you have to move it forward as well. There's no need to go back and. There's no need to go back and old stories to try to make them relevant. If you're going to bring them back, bring them back.
Wasn't the big umbrella story, one of the big umbrella stories with Dina, wasn't that the whole baby, Nicole lost her baby and took Sydney. So it might be interesting if they circle back on that, because we've always wished that baby really does exist somewhere.
That might be an interesting
twist.
I'm trying to remember. Is that when Nicole? Now,
that umbrella story got bigger and bigger and bigger with the baby bump, the baby bumper, baby rubber baby belly bumper. all that.
I think Gary wrote that story. Because at the time,
Dina had done the big umbrella story with that, I thought.
Because we had said before that story was a recycled story from one of the other soaps. I think it was maybe One Life to Live or something like that. I'm not really sure.
Well, you know, there's not a whole lot that's really original.
As far as stories are concerned, I just don't want them to bore the hell out of us, you know. Keep
so
us on our toes.
You want more Serena, then, don't you?
I mean, you know what? I put it like this. What we're seeing right now is the old regime with they have some good actors, but I think it's just the crappy stories that they got them in.
Well, here's what puzzles me. They had such great stories with Tomlin and with Wetzel for the most part, for the whole, like, the Cammy storyline, the Nick throwing him in the river, all that, all the stuff with Kate and Sammy getting together, all that stuff, Tomlin and those guys, they did a great job on all that. And it seems like as soon as EJ and Sammy were gone, the bottom fell out, and they were like, gee, we're all out of ideas, and they just started making a crap sandwich.
I don't know. I mean,
I think we need to give credit where credit's due. There were some darn good stories the last year and a half before. Sammy's revenge and all that. And then, I mean, there were a lot of layers to all that. I thought those were great.
I like Sammy and EJ and revenge and all that stuff and how that twisted.
Oh, yeah. See, and that was with the writers. Well, okay, so now they're gone. But they sucked the last 3 or 4 months since that ended. They've really sucked. And so I'm like, what happened? You know, what happened that they got so far off track? You know, I don't know. But anyway, so hopefully, you know, even these new/old writers, you know, with maybe some new resolve from Ken Corday or something, maybe he finally woke up and realized how bad the show was.
He needs to go drink a Mai Tai, go to the beach somewhere, and sit on down.
But you know what? Here's the thing. I got to always give, even though I have my mixed feelings about Ken Corday, believe me, for a variety of reasons, at the same time, I got to say, if it weren't for him, Days wouldn't be on. So, you know, I try to remember that
true.
When I get frustrated because he pays anything, you know. He's the one that keeps it on, so, you know, I got to hand it to him for being, you know, sticking with his family's legacy this long, and I just hope that we'll get maybe a new bump with the new writers and with the 50th anniversary and all that, because if you think about it, this writing change has happened at a really weird time, because it's right about the time the stuff airs at the 50th anniversary, that they're making the transition. So I don't know. And, you know, transitions are always painful in the writing department at Days of Our Lives. Whenever they're transitioning out of big umbrella stories or, you know, they're transitioning between writers, it's always kind of a tough time. So
I tell you a couple of things that really got my attention. That I'm kind of hoping that they will go back and resolve or fix or whatever the case may be. But do you guys remember when Mardar took over and the whole the Alice letter stories?
Yeah.
That was interesting to me. That was interesting to me because that added a level of intrigue and mystery.
But you know what? That was tied to EJ, who's no longer there, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but also it had to do with John as well and Brady. And they are still there, and that issue is not resolved yet as far as to who is he actually related to? I mean, I think this has kind of swept that underneath the rug.
Yeah, but now that
they change his history all the time.
Brady, in one scene, they managed to dismantle the whole Fantine story and everything. So
right,
they can't put they can't put the horse back in the barn now because Teresa and Brady have been screwing around for a year now. It's like they can't now make them related again, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's a shame. That was a lost opportunity, but you know.
I hope Josh Griffin or Dina, whoever the case may be, give Maxine a story.
I know. I love her.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
she cracked me up. She wasn't helping Nicole out at all, was she?
Oh no.
No, not with Daniel. Oh no.
That was hilarious. I love those scenes. Oh my gosh. That was funny.
Speaking of Demiris, I mean, they could always bring Ian back. I mean, they didn't kill him off.
They screwed the whole, he got caught in the middle between writers and NBC on that one. He got screwed over
that.
Yeah,
that
could
have been a good one, too, because they were making him a Demiris.
And at the end, with the Demiris and all, that was good. That they definitely could have done something with him, you know, they could bring him back, you know, so. And actually, and that story was interesting, too, because of the past love of Kate and all that. I mean, that was really, really intriguing, and they were going to make him a Demira and all, and then all of a sudden, it's like, poof.
I mean, that would have been perfect.
And then he didn't come back with his goatee, because, I mean, that goatee on GH, man, he's hot.
With that beard.
I mean, that would have been perfect.
I'm hoping we're going to see more Wally because he's headed back some, and I really love Wally, so looking forward to that.
It was perfect because Victor and Ian were actually very cordial to each other. I mean, they're, of course, the Kiaxes hate the Demiris, but I remember there was a scene where Victor introduces Ian as the new CEO of one of the Kiriakis companies, and he attacks Brady with the cane. It was so I'm like oh my god, I'm like, that's so awesome, because Ethan is just Lord have mercy, Brady is this tall person. And then Ian is not as tall as him, and he puts Brady on his ass, and it's interesting. And then he talks about being potentially Stefano's brother, which adds a whole different dynamic to it, because here you are bringing a Demiris back in it, you know, fading. Okay. So that was one thing I would look at. If I were writing the show, I would bring Ian back, but at the same time, I would bring Ian back with this agenda, and this agenda would also bring back. I would probably say he's been watching the Demiris family for a long time, and he knows exactly where Tony is. He knows exactly where Anthony is, and they've all been working together. And he brings them back because they're not quote unquote dead. So I mean, and even could bring EJ back, whether it's James Scott or not. But you know, that's another way. So now you have four Demiris, and then so you have that. So now you have that dynamic back again with that part. So I'm reestablishing the Demira family, because Stefano, unless they recast him. You know, we're not going to see him a whole lot because he doesn't want the actor Joseph Massimo does not want to work a lot anymore. I mean, he's up in age; he's a lot older, so he can only work a certain amount of time. From what I understood from the interview, Will. let's just say he's becoming more and more like Sammy. He's actually going to blackmail Paul's mother on this upcoming week. So that's going to be interesting. I mean, Kate's going to get bombarded at this meeting coming up. So that's going to be interesting. It's just such a shame that we have to wait so long to see what these changes are. I mean, I'm loving the tweets and everything like that, but I want you to blow me out of the water. I mean, it's critical. Now with the 50th anniversary looming in around, you know, that could make or break, you know, days. And I'm kind of hoping to speak it into existence that we continue on past 2016.
Oh yeah, hope so.
But there has to be a wow factor. You have to blow me away. You have to blow me away.
Yeah. Well, let's just hope. Mm-hmm. It's probably about time to wrap things up. I think we're both kind of toast. But yeah, let's just hope that they come back with some really good stuff and really do something special for the 50th and everything. And, you know, we all want the show to continue on. And let's just hope they get better ratings and generate some excitement here with the changes. So,
thanks, everyone, for your insight.
Thank you for your take, and thanks for doing that research, Kenneth. That was good. I need to check out some of the Twitter stuff too.
If you go on his Twitter, it'll say follow him at this other one. I think it's TV something. It's TV Josh Griffin or something like that.
Okay, thanks.
I mean, it has all those hidden tweets. And just real quickly, my account was hacked earlier throughout the week, so it's still KB Soul, but it's at Hollywood Woo, W-O-O, Hollywood Woo.
Okay.
All
righty.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
All right.
Love you guys.
Thanks,
as always.
Anna.
Thank you. Love you, too. We'll thank you so much.
See everybody.
Call in, Jenna.
Yeah. Right. I hope we'll see everybody next week.
All righty. Yeah. Take care, everybody.
Okay.
Thanks to,
bye-bye.
To
thank
Jen
everyone.
And Jamie in the chat room, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.